Hello, and welcome to Parsha and Pearls. Li'iloi Nishmat, Esther Tehila, Bat Harav Gavriel Pinchas. This week we read Parshat Ekev. We know that all of Sefer Dvarim is a speech given by Moshe to Bnei Yisrael, just as they are about to enter the land of Israel without Moshe. Moshe uses this as his last chance to impart his wisdom, rebuke, and advice to his people. Last week, in Parsha Ve'etchanan, Moshe says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But this week, Moshe says, Shema Yisrael, Ata Over Hayom Ed Hayardin. Rav Moshe Sternbach notes that Moshe refers to Bnei Yisrael in the singular, Ata, implying their Achdus, their unity. There are four steps of redemption. First, leaving Egypt. Second, receiving the Torah. Third, entering Eretz Yisrael, and fourth, building the Beis HaMikdash. It's not enough to be freed from slavery. We also need to be given a life's mission by way of Torah, and then ultimately to be brought to Eretz Yisrael, where we can have our homeland, and then build the Beis HaMikdash to fully serve Hashem. In all four of these steps, we see that Achdus was and is a key component. For example, the Medrash explains that Moshe was wondering what Bnei Yisrael had done to deserve the brutal enslavement. And it was only once he was ratted out by the Jew that he had saved on the previous day that he realized that there was a tremendous lack of Achdus. And that is what he attributed as the cause of their slavery. However, years later, after Moshe returns and they're about to leave Egypt, Hashem instructs Moshe to command Bnei Yisrael to give their first ever Korban Pesach. The Pasuk says, Dabru al kol adat Yisrael. Speak to the community of Yisrael. Rav Hirsch notes that this is the first time the word adat is used in the Torah. At this point, just before their exodus, they have displayed unity, and perhaps that is one of the reasons they are being redeemed, because now they are an adat Yisrael, a community of Israel. Then again, at step two of redemption, by Matan Torah, the Pasuk says, famously, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hahar, Bnei Yisrael encamped beside the mountain. Again, using the singular verb Vayichan, and he camped, as opposed to Vayachanu, and they camped. Rashi says it was because they were Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Bnei Yisrael again displayed a tremendous sense of Achdus. Then, as we said before, in our Parsha, Parshat Ekev, Moshe calls out to Bnei Yisrael in the singular. Shema Yisrael Ata. They were now about to take the third step of this 40-year-long redemption process, and Moshe uses the term not just as an observation, but also as an endorsement of the value of Achdus, that they have now, and that they will need to continue to exhibit in the future. Eretz Yisrael is not given to them as individuals. It is only given to them as a singular nation. Finally, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built during David HaMelech's time. There were too many coups, disputes, and civil unrest. It's built by Shlomo HaMelech, whose very name means peace. Not just that we had international peace during Shlomo's reign, but also, we had a tremendous sense of unity and prosperity within Bnei Yisrael, which is why the Beis HaMikdash can only subsist within a unified nation. Once we have Sinas Chinam, that's when we were thrown into Galut and exiled from the land. The Shema Yisrael in last week's Parsha stresses the oneness of Hashem, but the Shema in this week's Parsha stresses the unity that we must have with one another. May we be zocha to build both, to display both Shema Yisrael's and be back in Eretz Yisrael with the third Beis HaMikdash b'mheira b'yaminu.